Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in this special episode for Chinese New Year, we have Wendy S. Goldman here to discuss her 2024 Year of the Wood Dragon predictions. Wendy S. Goldman, LAC, has been in private practice in San Diego for over 20 years. She is also a 14th generation master in the 800-year-old Ame Qigong lineage. If you would like to reach out to Wendy, she can be reached at info@goldmanwellnesscenter.com.
The Year of the Wood Dragon. Happy New Year! Lunar New Year on February 10th brings us the Year of the Young Wood Dragon. Introduction. The last few years have been challenging for a lot of people. Part of that is due to the end of a 20-year period in Feng Shui. Endings and beginnings of big-time cycles in Chinese metaphysics are often chaotic, and the last few years are a good example. First, we'll see what the 20-year cycle brings in, and then we'll move on to what to expect in the Year of the Dragon. It is important to consider the 20-year cycle because it has an overarching effect on all 20 of the years within the cycle. The new 20-year cycle, fire energy. 2024 marks the start of the new 20-year period. During these cycles, we tend to see major changes that affect our lifestyles. During the last time period, from 2004 to 2023, we saw technology take over our lives, with the internet, cell phones, and social media becoming so entwined in people's lives that they often can't step away from their phones for even a few minutes. If you take your phone to the bathroom, you are a prime example of this. The next 20-year period from 2024 to 2043 is governed by fire energy. Fire is associated with passion, innovation, and technology. This will bring even more technological change. The advent of AI, artificial intelligence, and blockchain technology, mostly used in cryptocurrency right now, look primed to become the technologies that will permeate our lives over the next 20 years. Haven't heard about these things yet? You will. It's the Wild West in both of those areas of tech right now, but if you think back to 20 years ago, it was the same in the technological landscape of the time. The internet was still young. Facebook was only created in 2004 and YouTube in 2005. Despite them being so common in people's lives right now, they didn't even exist in 2004 when the last 20-year period started. That should give you some idea of how to think about this. AI and blockchain technology already exist and are in their infancy. We don't even know what new technologies will be created next. AI and automation will replace a lot of jobs that are currently done by people. Blockchain technology can replace almost all functions of banks and financial institutions, as well as other types of paper trail-based transactions, without needing any of the people currently doing those jobs. People in these types of jobs are at the most risk of being replaced, and it would be wise to learn new skills that can't be automated. If you look at the big picture, there are many potential opportunities, but also a lot of potential risks, as in any new field of technology. Considering the wealth, power, and influence of the current tech giants, there is the potential for more consolidation of wealth and power in their hands. Concentrations of wealth and power historically often lead to abuse of that power. We also don't know what will happen. Blockchain technology is exactly the opposite. There is no concentrated power. Transactions on the blockchain happen in a specific chain of events, validated by different independent computers with no human interaction. For the transactions to be completed correctly, there's no way to interfere, so it's a diffusion of power. We'll continue to see the entities with concentrated power fighting to oppose blockchain technology because it threatens their power and control. This is already happening, and we can expect more of it. Financial institutions like banks are fighting the adoption of cryptocurrencies because it's a method of exchanging value that they can't centralize control and profit from. This implies that there's a good chance we'll see big changes in the way financial transactions occur in the future. I know this could sound a bit scary, but what if all the middlemen are cut out? What happens to the expenses and who makes the profit? That's some interesting food for thought right there. These are examples. People are already creating these new technologies. There are companies building alternate financial applications on the blockchain, and metaverses and virtual reality environments may become the new social media. Maybe 20 years from now, we'll all be wearing virtual reality glasses and interacting with friends and family members in the metaverse. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I've got an inkling of what's coming. I want to give you an idea of how vast the potential changes could be so you can be informed and prepared. It's also a given that unless some crazy event knocks out all electronics, social media in some form is here to stay. New technologies present new opportunities to build followings. If you think you've missed the boat on being an influencer, there is still plenty of opportunity. With us being bombarded with more information from every angle, people will look to those they trust to provide them with reliable information. This means there are opportunities for us to build followings of email lists, social media, etc., where people can get to know you and trust you for reliable natural health information. Google and YouTube changed their algorithms several months ago to favor Western medical institutions as sources of natural health information rather than licensed natural health providers. So Western medical institutions now show up first in searches. This is an example of concentration of power. Haven't heard about it yet? Go ahead and Google acupuncture or search for acupuncture on YouTube and see what comes up. Just FYI, local search has not changed at the time of this writing. As bad as that is for the general public, it's a big opportunity for Chinese medicine practitioners to build a following of people who are desperate for reliable information and who will seek us out as patients. As acupuncturists, we do pretty low-tech medicine. However, there are opportunities for us to use technology to our benefit by getting information to the people who are looking for it. An email list is best because you own and control it. Nobody can change an algorithm and mess with your list. So if you don't have an email list, it's time to build one. Make sure to educate people and give them useful information so they get value from it, and you'll be the one they go to for help. There will also be opportunities as new social media like metaverses develop. Will we have virtual clinics to screen patients in the metaverse years from now? Who knows? But the first people to adopt these new media may become influencers in those media and gain a new source of patients. Now let's talk about the Year of the Young Wood Dragon, 2024. Every year is either yin or yang, and they alternate. Since 2023 was a yin year, 2024 is a yang year. If we know the natures of yin and yang, we know that generally, yang is faster, brighter, more active, and more powerful than yin. That already tells us a bit about the year. Big events will be more yang, so they may be fast and powerful. Next, let's consider the nature of the dragon before we discuss the elemental natures involved. The dragon is strong, ambitious, majestic, and powerful. It is typically associated with the emperor. The dragon is considered auspicious and wise and is associated with luck and prosperity. The dragon year contains those energies, so there may be opportunities to pursue ambitious goals and succeed at them this year. Heaven and Earth. According to Chinese philosophy, we have the concepts of yin and yang and heaven, earth, and humanity. The way these energetics combine determines the energy for the year. Each year we have qi, or energy arriving from heaven, as in the universe, not in any religious sense, and the qi arriving from earth, as in the planet. In the cosmology of heaven, earth, and humanity, we the people, being humanity, live in between heaven and earth and were affected by those energies and the energy of the year. The heaven energy of 2024 is wood, and the earth energy is the dragon, which is associated with the earth element, meaning the element in this case, not the planet. Since the color green is associated with the wood element, you may see the year referred to as the green dragon. Let's talk about five element relationships. Let's first consider the relationship between the heaven and earth energies of wood and earth. In the five elements creation production cycle, if you consult a diagram, we see that wood restrains earth. This is the normal flow of chi, since the heaven energy of the universe is much bigger and stronger than the energy of earth, the planet. The wood energy is strong enough to restrain the earth elemental energy. This is also the correct flow of chi. Because wood restrains the earth energy, it means the dragon's earth elemental energy is weakened just a bit, but the dragon is a strong character, so it's still going to have a powerful effect. Now let's consider the nature of the elements. First, the nature of wood. We've had wood energy the last 2 years. In those cases, it came from earth energy, the planet. This year, the wood energy comes from heaven. The atmospheric nature of wood is wind and warmth. On earth, the planet, it refers to plants. Since this year is young wood, it's like big, sturdy trees, as opposed to grasses or small plants. Young wind is strong, powerful wind, rather than gentle breezes, although we'll most likely have them too. Big trees don't have the ability to bend like smaller plants, so they can fall down, especially if they have shallow roots and strong wind. This implies that the people who cannot bend this year are more susceptible to breaking, and people should be cautious to avoid falling. There is the potential for falls this year to break bones. Wood is also the starting element of the year and refers to spring, growth, and change. The nature of wind and wood is change, since wind never stays in one place. Wood energy is growing, spreading, and dispersing. This provides good potential for starting and or growing businesses, projects, etc., and sharing it with others. Now let's talk about the nature of earth. Earth is associated with dampness. Its atmospheric nature is clouds and rain. Change is also inherent in this energy, since clouds and rain are always moving and changing. On Earth, the planet, Earth refers to the actual Earth and soil. The damp nature is like mud. Young Earth, though, isn't a small mud puddle, which would be more of a yin nature. Young Earth is big Earth, like mountains and giant boulders. Because of the changing and moving nature of both wood and Earth this year, there is a strong possibility of earthquakes. Because it's a young year, the earthquakes could be big and very damaging. There could also be mudslides and sinkholes that involve moving Earth. We've already seen a few earthquakes, even though the energy officially changes in February. We know the exact date and time the energy changes, but it's not like somebody flips a switch and suddenly it changes. The energy starts transitioning before the official new year. Because the five elements are always moving and changing, the new energy starts to shift before the official new year date, particularly in powerful young years. As of the official new year, the energy will be fully transitioned to the new energy of the young wood dragon. So let's talk about the implications of all of this. Wood and earth are the two strongest elemental energies this year. Wood represents kindness, compassion, healing, and medicine, especially natural medicine. It should be a good year for businesses in these industries and any other industry related to wood or working with wood, trees, and/or plants like farming. Earth is associated with trust, truth, and the center. It is a harmonizing force. As the seasonal energies change within the year, Earth comes in and harmonizes the transition from season to season. Earth gets everything to play nicely together. That's kind of Earth's function. It harmonizes. People who are perceived as kind, compassionate, and trustworthy have good support from the elements and should do well this year. People in institutions who are not will most likely have a harder time. Earth industries like real estate, mining, pottery, and others related to Earth should also have a good year. Fire and metal are fairly neutral this year. Water is the weakest element this year. And water industries like plumbing and shipping could suffer, and there could be problems from big storms. Weather. As already mentioned, the atmospheric nature of wood is wind. The earth element oversees clouds and rain, and its nature is dampness. When you combine these two elements, that gives a good idea of the weather to expect. Clouds, rain, humidity, and wind. Because it's a young year, there is a potential for big and damaging wind and rainstorms this year, as well as flooding and mudslides. There could be a lot of damage due to wind, earthquakes, and/or mudslides. Temperatures should be more normal. Excessive hot weather can be attributed to climate change rather than the energy of the year. Let's look at emotions. Wood's negative state of mind is anger, and Earth's is overthinking and worry. People with liver and spleen excesses may be more prone to these emotions, while those with deficiencies in these organs should benefit. It's a young year, so the negative emotions could be excessive. It's likely we'll see a continuation of the anger that we've seen over the past several years, but with more overthinking and worry rather than fear. As water is the weakest element this year, people with kidney deficiencies could still be fearful. But wood and earth both like harmony, and the dragon is bold and courageous. People who take leadership roles that are courageous, trustworthy, and promote harmony could gain good support this year. Although people may worry about it, there is the possibility of people starting to trust one another again and do more to get along with each other. Practices like meditation, qigong, yoga, etc., that help calm the mind and help people balance their emotions and be more harmonious. There's so much change energy this year that people who have difficulty adapting to change may struggle. If you teach any of these disciplines, it's another good year to share them and help others. There's strong support for these practices again this year. Health. The strongest organs this year will be the liver, the wood element, and the spleen, the earth element. Those prone to excess in these organs could have problems, especially when wind and/or dampness are part of the pathology. There is the possibility of conditions associated with liver wind this year, especially in people with excess liver conditions. For those who tend to have a lot of anger, this could be a challenging year. These people will need calming and relaxing herbs and treatments. Any conditions involving wind could move fast and change quickly. They may require more aggressive treatment to stop them. According to the Huangdi Neijing Suwen, the wood element is associated with falls. Think of a tree falling. So people whose balance is not good should be careful. Due to the wind and dampness, respiratory colds this year will be the wet kind with mucus. Any conditions involving wind and/or dampness may be exacerbated this year. We may see B syndromes and joint problems due to wind and damp. People with poor diets and digestive issues will have more problems due to dampness. Educating patients about proper diet is important this year. The weakest organ this year will be the kidneys, the water element, because both wood and earth weaken the water element. Wood is associated with falling, and the kidneys generate the bones. People who fall could be at more risk of broken bones this year, especially if they're older or kidney deficient. Those with kidney deficiencies will benefit from tonifying treatments and herbs. The heart, small intestine, the fire organs, and the lungs and large intestine, the metal organs, are pretty neutral this year, so we shouldn't see anything unusual with those organs. Final thoughts. Overall, there are a lot of potential opportunities this year. The dragon is considered an auspicious year. There's also a lot of opportunity in knowing what the new 20-year cycle brings. There is strong movement and change energy this year. The young nature of the year implies big, dramatic changes. If you want or need to make changes in your life, this is the year to do it. It is a good year to set and work toward big goals because the dragon is a courageous creature. The wood organs, liver and gallbladder, are about analyzing and decision-making. This is the year to consider your options, analyze them, and take courageous action. There may be a tendency to overthink because of the strong earth spleen energy. Make sure to avoid getting stuck overthinking. This is a year for action. Setting goals alone won't do anything. With the young year and all the moving and changing energy, big goals with action specifically toward those goals is the path to success. Make sure to focus on what you want to achieve rather than blowing around aimlessly like a leaf in the wind. Remember to stay focused and take focused action. It could be a wild dragon ride, so buckle up and be like a dragon to take charge of your direction in the winds of change to achieve success and big goals. And just a note, because it's a big misconception, if you were born in a dragon year, it does not necessarily mean it's a good year for you, or a bad one. How the energy of the year affects each individual depends on their Bazi or Chinese astrology chart. Bazi means 8 characters. Everyone's chart has the energy of the heavenly stems and the earthly branches for the year, month, day, and hour you were born. The year is only one of the 8 characters. Most years for most people really are a mixed bag, with some years being good and some not so good. The energies of heaven and earth for the year affect all of us. The advantage of forecasts is to know what to expect and how to prepare ourselves and our patience each year so we can take advantage of opportunities in the year and avoid problems. I hope you enjoyed these predictions. Happy New Year of the Dragon! I'm Wendy Goldman. I'm an acupuncturist. I've been in private practice in San Diego for well over 20 years now. I'm also a 14th generation Qigong master in the 800-year-old Ome Qigong lineage from Ome Mountain in China. I can be reached at goldmanwellnesscenter.com, and my email, if you have any questions, is info@goldmanwellnesscenter.com.
Thank you for tuning into this special episode with Wendy Goldman on her 2024 Year of the Wood Dragon predictions. You can also read Wendy's predictions, which you can find linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, we have Richard Lau, the CFO of Meiwei Herbs, here to tell you about the fascinating history of the Meiwei building. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.